California bans doctors from using excited delirium as cause of death. Doctors and government officials can no longer use the term excited delirium as a valid medical diagnosis or cause of death for those who lose their lives while in police custody in California. Governor Gavin Newsom October 8 signed Assembly Bill 360, authored by Assemblyman Mike Gibson, making California the first state to ban the use of the term. The law will take effect January 1. Excited delirium is not a reliable, independent medical or psychiatric diagnosis, Mr. Gibson said in a press release after the legislation passed the Assembly in April. From the beginning, this terminology has been disproportionately applied to communities of color and has only been used in specific contexts pertaining to encounters with law enforcement. Excited delirium syndrome includes bizarre and aggressive behavior, shouting, paranoia, panic, violence toward others, unusual physical strength, and hyperthermia, according to the National Library of Medicine. Mr. Gibson said he authored the measure following the death of U.S. Navy veteran Angelo Quinto, 30, who died after being restrained by Antioch, California police in December 2020. Mr. Quinto died 3 days after police restrained him with a knee on the back of his neck, according to reports. The coroner's office testified the death was caused by excited delirium syndrome due to acute drug toxicity with disturbances, according to his attorney. Beyond banning the term from official use, state and local government agencies, employees, and government contractors will be prohibited from testifying in court or documenting excited delirium as a recognized medical diagnosis or cause of death. Coroners, medical examiners, physicians, and physician assistants will also not be allowed to use the term as an underlying cause of death on a death certificate or any report, and law enforcement will be prohibited from using the term to describe anyone in a police report. The law now also prohibits the term from being used as evidence in any civil court action. According to a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on the bill in September, the state expects to spend $50,000 from its general fund for the Department of Public Health to develop a system to identify the prohibited term and notify medical examiners, coroners, physicians, or others who submit a death certificate that it cannot be completed until the cause of death has been changed. The California Public Defenders Association supported the legislation. Excited delirium is not a medical diagnosis, and the use of certain pharmacological interventions solely for a law enforcement purpose without a medical diagnosis or reason is opposed by major medical and psychiatric associations, the association said in a statement, according to a legislative analysis of the bill. The bill unanimously passed the Assembly in May with a 75-0 vote, with 5 Assembly members abstaining. It passed the Senate 31-1, with Senator Kelly Sayarto voting against it. Mr. Sayarto's office did not immediately return a request for comment about his opposition to the bill. The Los Angeles Police Department declined to comment on the new law October 17. A spokesperson told the Epoch Times the department needed more time to review the measure. George Floyd death shines national spotlight on term. The use of the term excited delirium has undergone a complete reversal in policy over the past few years, prompted by the high-profile death of George Floyd about 3 years ago. In 2009, the American College of Emergency Physicians studied the use of the term and determined the condition was a unique syndrome that can be identified by a group of characteristics. However, it received national attention after the death of Floyd, who died during an encounter with police May 25, 2020, in Minneapolis. During court trials for the police officers involved, defense attorneys argued Floyd's excited delirium justified the use of force, but the judge in the case was skeptical of the explanation. Then, in December 2020, the American Psychiatric Association raised concerns about the use of the term, saying law enforcement excessively applied it to black men in police custody and to explain or justify injury or death for suspects in police custody. Although the American College of Emergency Physicians has explicitly recognized excited delirium as a medical condition, the criteria are unclear, and to date there have been no rigorous studies validating excited delirium as a medical diagnosis, the Psychiatric Association said in a December 2020 policy announcement. The association noted that ketamine, an FDA-approved medication for anesthesia, is frequently used to treat the condition, and emergency medical technicians often use the drug to treat people suspected of having the condition when detained by police. A year after the Psychiatric Association raised concerns, the American Medical Association adopted a policy opposing use of excited delirium as a medical diagnosis and warned against the use of certain drugs, including ketamine, as an intervention for law enforcement. The Medical Association also denounced the term as a sole justification for law enforcement's use of excessive force and affirmed its stance that police brutality was a product of structural racism and racially marginalized and minority communities were disproportionately subject to police force and racial profiling, according to the Medical Association. As physicians and leaders in medicine, it is our duty to define the medical terms that are being used to justify inappropriate and discriminatory actions by non-healthcare professionals, said Medical Association President-elect Gerald E. Harman, MD, in a June 2021 press release.